Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
The AFL Grand Final Parade is a Melbourne institution. Every year for over a century, locals have gathered in the city centre to cheer on our heroes as they head into battle at the Mighty G. But then, Senor Pandemic turned up and called Out of Bounds on the full, so there will be no Grand Final Parade this year. Or will there? This is Sammy J's Missing Moments.
Sammy, wake up.
Catherine Murphy, what are you doing?
It's time for our Grand Final Parade.
What Grand Final Parade?
Remember? You promised we'd recreate it for the listeners.
Oh, yeah, but I break promises every day.
I know you do, but not this one, Mr. J. It's time to put on a show.
Fine. What do we need for a Grand Final Parade?
A car, a sense of excitement, and preferably a major footy star.
I've got just the guy.
Hello, Tony Armstrong speaking.
Tony, it's Sammy J. I need you to get to the city quick.
Sorry, bro. I've actually got like 27 media commitments today and, of course, a bulging disc.
Did you say bulging?
I said bulging disc.
Just get to Swanston Street now.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
I quite like Tim Payne.
Who's Tim Payne?
Oh, God, Sammy, I'm so over your lack of sporting knowledge.
Sorry, Catherine, just remind me about your hot tips this year.
I said Daniel Medvedev had no chance against Novak Djokovic.
And?
Quade Cooper's selection for the Wallabies showed a staggering lack of depth in Australian rugby.
And?
I said Melbourne are not the real deal.
Yeah, well, I'd be keeping pretty quiet on my sporting knowledge right now.
Shut up, Sammy. It's Tony Armstrong.
Tony, you drive a diamond-encrusted Lamborghini?
I know, right? I'm living the dream, Sammy. Now, come on, guys. We've got a parade to recreate.
And so, Tony Armstrong, Catherine Murphy and Sammy J begin their triumphant parade up Swanston Street. After two silent minutes, they realise something is wrong.
Where's the crowd?
Where's the hype?
Guys, we're in lockdown. There's nobody here to cheer us on.
I used to be a serious journalist, and I'm stuck here with an uncoordinated hack. And you, Sammy J.
Catherine, that was low.
Come on, guys. I'm sure this can't get any worse.
All of a sudden, things get worse.
Oh, no! We've hit a bunch of antique nails that were strewn across the road on account of the Melbourne Metro Archaeological Dig.
Sammy, are you trying to insert historical facts into an AFL parade?
No.
But from the looks of things, these originated in Little Lawn around the time of the Gold Rush.
Catherine, you never told me you had an interest in 19th century Melbourne archaeological digs.
You never asked.
Guys, I've got to get to a men's health cover shoot before hosting three separate podcasts. And why are we outside the town hall?
I thought the Grand Final Parade went up Swanston Street.
It goes down Wellington Parade, you fool.
Fun fact, Governor La Trobe used to reside in Jolimond Square, although his cottage was restored and moved to King's Domain.
Respect.
Well, we're a long way from King's Domain and a long way from finishing our Grand Final Parade. We need someone to help us fix our tyres.
Did somebody ask for help?
Lord Mayor Sally Cap!
Those tyres look slashed. But here, you can borrow three e-bikes from the City of Melbourne.
Can we also have the keys to the city?
Sammy, you couldn't afford them.
What happens now?
You need to play the team song.
Oh, great!
We are Geelong, the greatest.
No, Sammy, not your team, the Premiership teams.
Is that Cameron Ling?
Hey, guys, I heard the team song and I had to join. Sammy, is there room on your bike?
Hop on, Lingy.
This is without doubt the worst Grand Final parade I've ever seen.
Well, I'm out of my depth. What's it missing?
It's missing the heart, Sammy. Whether or not you care about football, this is one time of the year that people can forget their worries. The Grand Final brings people together from all walks of life, and no pandemic is going to stop that from happening.
Thanks, Lingy.
Hey, Tony Armstrong. Can I get your autograph?
Yeah, mate.
Guys, Lingy's right. Just because it can't be here in person, we can still celebrate the Grand Final. Isn't that right, former Melbourne captain David Neitz?
It's been more than 50 years, but we're ready for this.
And isn't that right, former Bulldogs player Dale Morris, who won the Premiership with a broken back?
That's right, Sammy. Us doggies are going to grab that flag and bring it home to the kennel in Footscray.
And isn't that right, Tony Armstrong?
Sorry, Sammy, this is my stop. I'm actually recording my first single. Love you!
Love you too.
Hey guys, I've actually got to get back to the ABC. I'm on the clock.
No worries, Lingy. So, Catherine, how do we do? Catherine?
Oh, sorry, Sammy. I'm distracted by this Gold Rush-era drinking fountain. I just need to take some photos for the gram. You go on without me.
And so, Sammy J cycled on through the empty streets of Melbourne. As far as grand final parades go, it was miserable. But, just like COVID, the spirit of the game shone through. Because one thing we can all agree on is that football is the real deal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to microwave a hot pie and watch the grand final in my underpants. This has been Sammy J's Missing Moments.
Your coat and your right.